to Too Much Rock podcast number 791. I am your host, Sid Sauter. I'll be with you here for the next 28 minutes as we talk about the albums that I picked up this week and play my favorite track from each. We started with the band 92 Degrees and the song What She Needs. That's from the band's seven-song album, Money Makes the World Go Round, that came out in 1990 on Big Block Records. I don't know much about that Chicago band, but a friend recommended it, and I picked that one up. You can find that one online very cheap. Just very solid, ramshackle, a little garagey, a little power pop, a little punk rock, all the stuff you like to hear. I got music for you this week, and we're going to start with one by Graphic Violets. This one's called Hard to Find.
Looking round,
Just the sort of tunes that I love to play, and hopefully the sort that you love to listen to. If so, we're both in the right place. We started that set off with Graphic Violets. That's the project of Rob Garcia, who's out of Richmond, Virginia. The song is called Hard to Find, and it's on a six-song cassette called Immune from Evil that came out back in 2025. The cassette is out of print, but you can still get the songs on his Bandcamp. Good news is he does have a new album coming out, I believe in August, and that one is going to be on vinyl as well, so your physical needs can be met. After that, we heard from Rick White and Julie Doran with the song Just You. That's on their new collaborative album, Together, which came out August 18th of this year on Blue Fog. It was available on vinyl, but it is very sold out now. They're teasing a second press, so we'll hope for the best there, because it's just great to have those two together. You may remember them from Eric's Trip. And then we ended that set off with a new band, The Shoots. The song is Nowhere in Particular, and it's on the band's self-titled album that came out July 24th on Dandy Boy. That band based out of San Francisco, just all the jangle and twee and indie pop you could possibly want. Anyway, I guess I should let you know how the podcast works now. It's pretty simple. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, keep you coming back week after week. We're going to continue on here. This is a band called Swap Meet. The song is Personal. Don't take it.
Thank you.
thought it might be nice to stretch out here towards the end of the podcast. That is the Royal Firecrackers, a project of Greg Franklin, who's based out of Seattle, Washington, though we may know him as a Lawrence, Kansas boy from the band Believe It or Nots and more. The song is TV Yellow, and it's on the band's album American Royal, which came out July 3rd of this year, self-released, though it is available on vinyl. I haven't seen that, but I sure would like to. These were songs recorded, I think, probably back in the pandemic and just kind of come into light now. Just very well produced, very well written, an ode to the 90s there. And I like a little bit of post-hardcore, just creeps into that one as well. Somewhere between post-hardcore and, like Death Cab for Cutie. How do you get there? And then before that, we heard from Swap Meet with the song Personal, Don't Take It. That's from the band's album Mount Zero, which came out July 17th on Windspear Records, that band based out of Adelaide in Australia. That was one that the label just kind of sent to me and I didn't know what to do with, and then spent enough time with it and thought, well, you know what? That's one I can feature on the podcast. So hope you enjoyed that one. They're getting a lot of buzz. Anyway, we are about out of time, so let's go ahead and wrap things up. I want to let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 791, and I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on your favorite social media network like Instagram, Facebook, Blue Sky, YouTube. And then turn it over to the concert calendar. Some things coming up here. On Monday, the 27th, Snooper is at Record Bar. That night is Touch Girl Apple Blossom at the Liberty Basement. Hoping to make that second show there. On the 28th, Liberty Theory is at the Truman, while Satan's at the Mini Bar, black metal show. On the 30th, The Format is at the Bottleneck. Full Bloods are at the Record Bar. 31st, Cataphract is playing at Janitor's Closet. Nan, the One Night Stands are at Velo Garage, and Eggs on Mars are at Hellsiders. Looking into August, we got All at the Warehouse on the 1st, Violent Tears at the Mini Bar. Jesse Wells is playing Knuckleheads on the 5th. Puppeteers for Fears bring their show to the Record Bar on the 6th, whereas Herbie Hancock is at the Kaufman Center, and Verga is at the Mini Bar. Casket Lottery is at the Mini Bar on the 7th. On the 8th, Stray Cats is at the Uptown. The 13th, Willow Avalon plays at the Truman. Courtney Barnett's at the Truman on the 15th, and on the 19th, Soap Girls are at Skate Bar. That's probably enough for now. Looking over at the website, we got one new thing out there. We got photos, videos, and my thoughts of the Heat Seeker, Flame and Ghoulies, and Arc Flash show that happened pretty near a month ago now. All right, I have saved time for one more here. I've got a local band queued up, Death by Science Fiction from here in Kansas City. The song is called Party Song, All the Blame, and it's on a new EP called Leftovers and Letdowns that came out July 14th, just digital only. Despite the title, it is not leftovers and there are a few letdowns in here. It's all new material. Most of it's very much in the emo pop and that sort of, big Warped Tour sort of way. But the track I'm going to play has a little different vibe to it, and I think it's my favorite one. So we're going to end things here with Party Song, All the Blame by Death by Science Fiction. Thank you very much. We'll talk again next week. Still a dream.
shouldn't be saying. Bathroom mirror speaking truth. Hide me up or speak for mood. Text my ex, lost my shoes. Sally's speaking.
Sorry, you.
I'm lying on the lawn outside, living social suicide. I regret it when I rise, but at least I didn't fucking die.
We